The commuter ferry leaves its pier near Middletown, New Jersey, to begin its voyage to Manhattan, the heart of New York City, some 40 kilometers to the north. From the pier, one can just gaze across the water and see the giant skyscrapers of New York. The twin towers of the World Trade Center are gone, of course. And because Louis Minervino was at work on the 98th floor of the Twin Towers, Tower 1, on the morning of September 11th, he is gone, too. Barbara Minervino is his widow and the mother of their two grown girls.
His last words to me were, "I love you, have a good day." And mine to him, "I love you, have a good day." To then see the violence of that morning on TV, because I watched the news every morning while I have my coffee, and to see that and to feel my heart ripped out was absolutely devastating. It's like he existed and then he was just wiped off the face of the earth.
Mary Logan is a teacher at the Catholic High School in neighboring Red Bank, New Jersey. In 1973, her 19-year-old sister was raped and murdered on her way home. Her assailant was not discovered until last year. Healing from the shock of her sister's sudden and violent death has been a long struggle for Ms. Logan. Hoping to help others to weather similar crises, she ultimately became a bereavement counselor and lecturer. Ms. Logan sees many similarities between her own history and the struggles faced by the family members of those who were killed at the World Trade Center.
Certainly there were dissimilarities, but in terms of sudden death and loss, both situations were caused by violence. Situations were caused by people who chose freely to create a situation of violence, which I think is different than an accidental death. To think that someone purposely set out and planned, be it a stalker or a hijacker, to do something of violence, creates a reaction of great anger in people. It makes us realize that evil is nearby, you know, that can break into our lives at any time.
For Mary Logan and many others who grieve, anger has been a necessary and a healing emotion.
As I always say in my lectures, the word bereavement means to be robbed. And I think a reaction to being robbed by anyone is anger, because what happened to us wasn't fair, it wasn't just. And anger creates within grieving people motion. It creates energy looking for its way to come out. And although it can become destructive if that energy is channeled into negative ways, I've seen great good come out of angry people, because it energizes the bereaved person who otherwise might become overwhelmed with depression or sorrow. Anger gives them an energy to go out, to fight for change, to fight for justice.
While some of the elements of grief, such as anger and sadness and blame, seem to be nearly universal, each person experiences those feelings in unique ways. For example, Barbara Minervino also felt rage after her husband's death. But for her, those emotions were mostly limited to the days immediately following September 11th.
And yes, there was great anger. I lashed out at people higher ups in Lou's company. I told them they killed him. And you tend to want to blame someone and be angry with a certain group of people, be angry with other people whose fathers are alive, and so forth. That was for about 3 or 4 days, and then I sat the girls down and I said, "Look, this act of terrorism took your father away from us and took many fathers and mothers and sons and daughters away from their families. We cannot let it get us also. For us, anger would have been counterproductive. It gets you no place. You're not going to replace your father. You're not going to replace anybody. We need to heal. We need to live. We need to live on this earth with other people."
Mrs. Minervino has been deeply touched by the help of Middletown neighbors whom she hardly knew.
We had one snowstorm this past winter, and I had 5 people shoveling my driveway, which is a very long driveway, and it's tedious, and it's uphill. They just came and did it. During the fall, we have many trees on the property. 6 high school girls came and raked our lawn. And it's almost an acre, so there's a lot of space. They worked all day. They just volunteered. They wanted to say, "We care."
Mrs. Minervino adds that sometimes neighbors found it very painful to help or did not know how.
I have a girlfriend that I've known for 20 years. She cannot look me straight in the face. because she cries. And she said, we've gone through so much together, the girls with chicken pox and measles and all of these things. She said, I don't know how to help you through this one.
As a grief specialist and program director at Catholic Charities, a large local social service agency, Maureen Fitzsimmons has counseled many of those affected by the September 11th strikes. Among them are what she calls the disenfranchised grievers, those who did not lose anyone personally, but who have been scarred as community members by that event.
They're the people who are hurting, who are in pain, but because triage is being administered to those who are hurting more, they kind of get left over there in the background someplace.
Ms. Fitzsimmons recalls how inspired she and others felt by the advice of an area rabbi who spoke at an impromptu interfaith service the night of September 11th.
This wonderful rabbi from Rumson said, when you go home tonight, pound on your neighbor's door. Tell them, I am your neighbor. I'm here for you. And it sounds hokey and corny, but that began to happen. And everyone certainly didn't hear the rabbi's words, but somehow that got translated to pull this community together. And I think that was something very unique for a town like Middletown that's upper middle class. That's leave right. me to my own acre, and, you know, I'll wave to you at Sunday services or see you at the local country club, but we're in our own little world, and that little world was shattered.
Almost immediately after 9/11, grassroots volunteer groups sprang up in Middletown and the surrounding towns. But some efforts to help out were more quiet, more intimate. At a school football practice, 12-year-old Daniel Solner took a moment to tell about a letter to a friend who had lost his father.
It said, Dear Stephen, I am sorry, but I know that God is watching over you and your family, and I know your dad has gone to heaven, and to please try to keep on going. I know that you're going to do good. This is your good friend, Daniel.
But good neighbors alone, even family members, cannot heal true grief completely. Barbara Minervino recalls for us this feature from her own private odyssey.
Every once in a while, you like to fantasize almost. I like to say to myself, okay, he's been away now for a long time, and I've been a good girl. I have withstood the pain. You can come home now. Everything's okay. It's very difficult for parts of the brain and parts of the psyche to really come to grips with. Final means forever. I will not see his physical being again. I believe I will meet him again in another place. And that's where he has gone to prepare a place for me.
Barbara Minervino is a devout Catholic. She says her faith has given meaning to her bereavement. She speculates that for survivors of 9/11 who do not believe in some higher power, this must be a very dark night indeed.
If it weren't for God, I would definitely not be able to get up in the morning. All of my strength, and I have summoned strength that I never knew I had, comes from God. I have a broken heart, but I just know, in my heart that I'll be okay.
Barbara Minervino is the widow of Louis Minervino, one of 34 residents of Middletown, New Jersey, to die in the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center on September 11th. For Dateline, this is Adam Phillips reporting from Middletown, New Jersey.
I don't know what happens when people die. Can't seem to grasp it as hard as I try. It's like a song I can hear playing right in my ear. I can't sing. I can't help listening. And I can't help feeling stupid standing around. Crying as they ease you down. Cause I know that you'd rather we were dancing. Dancing our sorrow away. Right on dancing. No matter what fate chosen. Just do the steps that you've been shown by everyone you answer me.